Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
With me on call is a Hatha Yoga teacher from the Isha Foundation. Sanam, welcome to the radio show. I believe it's the first time you're doing this.
Yeah, hi Disha.
Hi.
Yeah, definitely is the first time I'm doing this. But, you know, it's always a good opportunity
Absolutely.
To get on the radio.
And one day before International Yoga Day, couldn't get better. I believe Isha Foundation has a bunch of options in Bangalore. People have been messaging me, asking me, hey, where can I go and maybe join a group or a session for yoga tomorrow on International Yoga Day? Sanam, please tell us.
Yes, so actually we do have a bunch of free sessions that we're offering. They're about 1 hour sessions that are being done all across the city.
Okay.
It's a simple practice, but it's a very powerful practice called Upayoga that we're teaching.
Okay.
Upayoga basically means sub-yoga or pre-yoga. And it's a set of 10 different practices. And basically it helps to, you know, activate the joints, the muscles and the energy system, jet lag, or rejuvenates the body after long periods of inactivity. So we're teaching it at our three different centers, Isha centers. We have one at Vijayanagar on the 21st, which is from 6 to 7:30 in the evening. This will be a Kannada session.
Okay.
We have on the 21st again from 6:30 to 8 in the morning at the Whitefield Isha place.
Okay.
And then from 7 to 8:30 in the morning at Jayanagar Isha place.
Sanam, what is the basic requirement? Can anybody come in or a particular health?
Anybody above the age of 7 can come for these practices.
Okay, I'll quickly repeat this. If you're around Vijayanagar tomorrow, 6 to 7:30 in the evening, it's a Kannada session. If you're around Whitefield, it's 6:30 to 8 in the morning. And if you're in Jayanagar, again, 7 to 8:30 in the morning. That's right?
Yes. We also have weekend sessions because Friday might be difficult for people to come in.
Yes.
So we also have on Saturday and on Sunday, morning and evening sessions.
All free sessions?
All free sessions.
Oh, lovely. And if people want specific details, can they get it on the website?
They can get them on the website.
I have also got your WhatsApp details for these 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In case someone's interested, maybe we'll pass it on to them.
Yeah, perfect.
That'll be easier, right?
Yeah.
Sanam, a couple of myths about yoga that you may want to tell people, apprehension, someone who's never tried yoga, or someone who tried it, say, 20, 30 years back and says, I don't know if I still have it. Just before we let you go, what would you like to tell people who are on the threshold to decide, should I go or should I not?
I would just say, you know, what someone told me when I was on the threshold.
Okay.
And I was talking about how I'm not flexible enough for a yoga class. This is what I hear from a lot of people who come to me asking if this is for them. But they're not flexible. They can't touch their toes. And the only thing my teacher told me was, if you sit at home, you're never going to be able to touch your toes. So definitely come into a yoga class. That's the only thing that's going to help you. And it's not just physical benefits, mentally, emotionally, the way you apply yourself. See the benefits of yoga.
I mean, yoga, you know, we were convinced on yoga. I mean, it's from our land and we know how beneficial yoga is. But still, people haven't got themselves to a couple of yoga sessions. So I guess if you've had a stressful week, if you've been carrying a little bit of fatigue, give it a shot. It's a 1 hour session. It's not going to cost you anything. And since it's International Yoga Day, Sanam, I was in the US a couple of years back for International Yoga Day, and I had seen Times Square, chock-a-block, people with their yoga mats and big beaming smiles, and everybody's ready to stretch.
You know, so in the West, everyone's doing it. It's only here.
Can you imagine?
People to do it. And it's something that's come from us. In fact, in Mysore, they're having one of the largest events tomorrow as well. And Isha is going to be a part of it also. They're trying to break a world record, which they broke last year, the number of people coming in.
How many number of people are we looking at?
This year, around 65 to 70,000 people are expected to come for the event.
This is going to be great. All the best to the Isha Foundation. And anyone who wants details, I'll share those that little forward that you've sent me. And Sanam, thank you for talking to us. It wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it was easy. Thanks, Disha.
Was it easier than touching your toes the first time or harder?
Oh, definitely easier.
Easier. Thank you, Sanam.
Thanks, Disha.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate raho.